I'm Eric Harley. We're at the ATA Management Conference and Exhibition in San Diego, a beautiful place to have a great conversation with our friends. You know them. You love them. They are a big part of Red Eye Radio. Pilot Flying J and Ann Lozada's here. Ann, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. And with you is Wendy Hamilton. Wendy, welcome to the program.
Thank
how are you?
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
You know, we have been had such a great response from having Pete Thomas on because you folks have done so much to help drivers stay healthy on the road. For anybody who has missed any of those conversations, we have them available by podcast. But Pete Thomas is such a great guy, a great story. But what adds to that is the health initiative that you guys have put together there at Pilot Flying J. For those who don't know, give us a rundown, Ann.
Absolutely. So Pete was on the second season of NBC's The Biggest Loser, and he was actually the winner of the at-home portion of it. So he is an amazing motivational speaker. I think he lost like 200 pounds or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, he is just like, his story is phenomenal.
Yeah.
So we brought him on board. Initially, it was for internal to help our employees and just to help Pilot Flying J employees be healthy and, you know, get motivated.
Right.
And then once we started talking a little bit more about it, we kind of realized that he is so good, we really need to use him externally.
Well, he is. He's so energetic, but passionate.
He
it's
is
the
so
passion
passionate.
That drives that energy for him.
Yeah, he really is. And he has done so much for us at MATS and GATS. He does exercises when we're at MATS. You know, he'll do like 15-minute intervals with people and super easy things to super hard things.
Yeah.
So he goes from completely elementary to the hardest of the hard.
You know, just talking about Pete makes me sweat.
Yeah, right.
You know, I'm getting a workout just talking about Pete because he and I have talked about on and off the air, talked about, you know, what you can do, what drivers can do and little changes that you have to make and realize that this is a change for life. This isn't a change for a few months. You know, it really isn't about fitting into that swimsuit. It's about being healthy.
Absolutely. And you know, the good thing about Pete is that he doesn't make you just stop eating a candy bar or a Cinnabon.
I've actually seen him eat
M&M's. Yes.
I can witness that.
But he says everything in moderation.
Yeah.
So
you
can do it. You can have a Cinnabon, cut it in fours.
Right.
And have a fourth of it.
Right.
And
make
then,
some friends.
Exactly.
At the airport.
Yeah. There
it's
you
just
go.
Strangers. Would you like a fourth of a Cinnabon?
Exactly.
But that's okay. You can do that.
Exactly.
But, you know, and that's what we have learned too is that, look, you don't have to give up. We all like the treat every once in a while.
Sure.
You don't have to give that up.
No.
But on the other side of it, it's also, you don't have to run a marathon.
No,
you don't have
to
get out there and do all of these things, which is great. If you want to set goals, there's no problem with that.
Right.
But there are a lot of people, I guess, that maybe start in 100 miles per hour mode and quickly burn out. And that's something that we want them to keep from doing. Just start by putting on some walking shoes.
Absolutely.
And walk a few minutes.
Yeah. I mean, even just 20 minutes a day.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and that's really what he preaches. You do not have to change your entire life
to
make healthy choices.
Right.
And, you know, it's as simple as instead of maybe the bag of M&Ms, the cup of fruit.
Right.
I mean, and you can do that once a week instead of, you know, you don't have to do it every day.
Yeah.
But just little changes like that will go a long way.
Every summer when I'm going up to Colorado, from Texas, I stopped there in Amarillo at the corner of 287 and 335, and I stop and I fuel up at the Pilot Flying J.
Okay.
And I walk inside, and I also grab my snacks there. That's the time when it's almost always around lunchtime.
Okay.
And there are so many great choices that I've noticed, and over the years, it's changed.
Yeah.
I'm guessing a lot of that is from driver demand. They want healthier choices.
It is. You know, we've listened to the driver feedback that we've gotten, and we've really tried to implement their suggestions.
Right.
And, you know, the more they buy, the more we're going to put the healthier choices in there. And I mean, the beef jerky, the nuts, the fruit, all that kind of stuff is the things that they are buying.
Sure.
What do you buy when you go?
You know, when I go in, I look for the fruit, the apples. For some reason, I'm prone to apples because they're easy to eat.
Yeah.
Bananas, you know, I love bananas. And then nuts.
Yeah.
But as Pete and I had a conversation at the Great American Trucking Show, it's all about portion because nuts are very calorie dense, so you've got to be careful there too. And because I'm thinking like a driver, if you know, because my trip to Colorado is like 11 hours.
Wow.
Well, that's a driving day. That's just one driving day for a driver.
Yeah.
And they go through that every day.
Sure.
So you've really got to pace yourself.
Yeah.
You know, as we mentioned, Wendy Hamilton is with you. Wendy, let's talk about some other things that are going on there at the at Pilot Flying J. Some rewards. People, drivers come in and they can take advantage of these rewards. How? What are you guys giving?
Well, Pilot Flying J has what we would consider the best loyalty program on the interstate. It's called My Rewards. And for every gallon of fuel you fill up, you will get a point back.
Wow.
And it is a point is equivalent to a penny.
Right.
And you can spend it within our company-owned locations across the U.S. and in Canada. On October 1st, we were thrilled to introduce Shower Power.
Yeah.
And this is an enhancement to My Rewards where we listened to driver feedback and understood that drivers needed a little bit longer time to take their showers. Mm. And so what we have done is, effective on October 1st, we have extended the shower expiration dates from 5 days to 10 days.
Okay.
And then any driver that fuels 500 gallons or more at our locations will receive a free shower each day for the current month and then the preceding month after that.
Awesome. That's really great. Again, so that it doesn't run out. You know, that's that's the great, the point is you've got plenty of time to use those showers.
Mm-hmm.
And that was another thing that the drivers told us. You know, we asked for their feedback and they said we need longer expiration dates on showers. So
right. There you go.
The drivers.
This is awesome. And let's talk about something that is an initiative, really a lot of buzz around it here at the ATA, MCNE, and that is Trucking Moves America Forward.
Yes.
Pilot Flying J stepped up in a big way.
Yes.
Tell us about this.
We were very honored to donate $1.25 million.
Wow.
Yeah, over the next 5 years for this movement. And we're so passionate about it, and we really just want to help educate the general public about the trucking industry and to help change the image and to just get the message out there.
Right, yeah. And, you know, this is, Wendy, this is a huge step, you know, to give $1.25 million. When I read that, I was just floored. But it goes along with this, what we have seen from a lot of, you know, different corners of the industry, is that this is an important initiative.
Mm-hmm. You know, we have been working on some image campaigns within Pilot, and I believe Trucking Moves America Forward is one of the best image movements and campaigns I have ever been a part of. The American and Canadian, North American professional driver is the true heroes of our country.
Right.
And to watch them do such a hard job every single day and do it so professionally, and to really deliver North America and keep us all moving is it's amazing. And we gave this money because we want to celebrate them.
Yeah.
We want to celebrate who the professional driver is to North America and why they are so important. So we are so thrilled to be a part of this movement.
Well, I can tell you right now, I can hear it from the drivers. That just goes such a long way to validate what they've been doing. I know, Ann, you guys hear lots of feedback. As you mentioned, it helps to shape, you know, policies and programs there at Pilot Flying J. So it's important to hear that. But I know that's going to be really, it's being well received by that driver.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, it's another branch, like Wendy mentioned, of just our image campaign in general. We have our Road Warrior program, which I know you've talked about on your show before.
Right.
And we do Driver Appreciation Week. We actually celebrate Driver Appreciation Month, the whole month of September.
Yeah.
So it's just one more thing, you know. It kind of goes along with our mission of making life better for America's drivers.
Yeah, it's awesome. Well, if they want to learn more, they can go to the website. And
yes.
Of course, they can stop in at any Pilot Flying J.
Absolutely.
And what's the website?
Pilotflyingj.com.
Awesome.
Yep.
Great stuff. Wendy, Ann, thank you so much for being here today. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so
much.
Thank
you.
All right.